가끔 응답이 없을 때 어떻게 해야 되겠습니까?
Time to time when you don't receive answers, what will you do?
그 시간이 중요한 시간일 겁니다.
Because that will be a very important time for you.
광야 40년입니다.
40 years in the wilderness.
신명기 8장 1절에서 3절에 이유를 기록했습니다.
You see the reasons recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 8 verses 1 through 3.
왜 응답이 없는지를 설명했습니다.
It explains the reasons as to why that there were no answers.
예, 왜 광야에 40년 동안 두었는지를 여기서 설명을 했어요.
And here God explains the reason why that God allowed the Israelites to remain within the wilderness for 40 years.
자, 그렇다면 여러분에게도 똑같은 내용이 됩니다.
Then it will be the same content for you as well.
응답이 없는 줄 아는데 너희들을 번성케 해서 열조에게 약속한 땅으로 들어가게 하기 위함이다 그랬어요.
And it says that it's not for you to remain without answers, but to make you grow to enter into the land that was promised.
또 40년 동안을 둔 것은 너희들을 시험해 보기 위함이다.
And also for you is not for you to remain within the trials, but to test you and to train you.
훈련이죠. 들어가야 되니까.
That is training in a sense.
그다음에 중요한 말씀을 하셨어요.
And then another important word.
너희들이 떡으로만 살 것이 아니다.
That you shall not live by bread alone.
하나님의 말씀으로 살게 될 것이다.
But by every word of God.
그걸 알리기 위함이다.
And it is in order to let you know of this.
직접 설명하셨어요.
God himself explained it.
이 부분은 예수님도 인용했어요.
Even Jesus also referenced that.
마귀가 예수님께서 떡 만들어 먹으라 했을 때 예수님께서 말씀으로 답을 했어요.
When the devil tempted Jesus to make the stone to make this into bread, but Jesus he rejected that by referencing God's word.
이게 응답 없을 때에 여러분이 찾아야 되는 겁니다.
But these are the things that you must seek out when you think that you don't have answers.
그랬더니 광야 40년 동안에 굉장히 중요한 응답을 예비하셨어요.
And during that 40 years in the wilderness, God gave them important answers.
예비된 응답이 없는 게 아닙니다.
It's not that there were not answers, but important answers were prepared.
답답할 때, 문제 왔을 때 꼭 생각하셔야 돼요.
When you feel frustrated, when you are encountering problems, this is what you must remember.
이때에 계속해서 너희 배경이 뭔가를 설명했습니다.
Continuously, God reminded of God's people's background.
계속 성막 얘기 나옵니다.
Continuously, God spoke of the tabernacle.
계속 절기 얘기 나옵니다.
Continuously, regarding the feast.
계속 번제 드리는 거 나옵니다.
And also about giving offerings and sacrifices.
뭡니까? 배경 설명을 계속한 겁니다.
In other words, God reminded them continuously, explained about their 보자. background. It's the throne.
그리고 너 그 능력이 뭔가를 설명 계속했어요.
And continuously, God explained what that power was.
시공간 초월하는 겁니다.
In other words, a power that transcends time and space.
죽게 된 광야에서 어떤 일이 났는가를 확실하게 설명했어요.
God surely explained in that time the dire situation in the wilderness where people thought that they were going to die. God explained their background and their power.
솔직히 저는 답답할 때 응답 다 받았어요.
Honestly, when I felt that I was so frustrated, that's
가지세요.
when I explained all the answers.
속지 말고 자꾸 사람 말 듣지 말고 하나님 말씀 믿으세요.
Don't be deceived. Don't listen to the words of other people. Just concentrate on God's word.
무슨 경제냐 하는 걸 알았어요.
And then God explained this as well. What kind of economy?
자꾸 뭐 이게 먹는 떡이 문제가 아니고 만나가 문제가 아니다.
It's not about the bread that you eat. It's not about the manna.
빛의 경제다.
It is the economy of light.
237에 필요한 건 빛의 경제다.
What the 237 needs is the economy of light.
이 설명을 계속한 겁니다.
God continuously explained this.
그리고 뭘 말했어?
And then what else did he say?
광야 40년 동안 계속했어요.
Continuously throughout 40 years in the wilderness.
어떤 치유를 말했습니까?
What kind of healing did he speak about?
애굽에서 있었던 거 다 벗고 가라는 겁니다.
Really strip away everything that you clothed yourself with from Egypt.
그래서 너희들을 정말 파수꾼으로 세우고.
And that's why you are absolutely raised up as a watchman.
영적 의사로 세우.
And you'll be raised up as spiritual doctors.
세웠다.
As ambassadors.
그래서 완전히 갱신해서 들어가는 겁니다.
In other words, have complete renewal, then enter.
얼마나 감사합니까?
How thankful
없는
it is
게 아니잖아요.
It's not that we don't have answers.
그리고 뭡니까?
And then what else?
결국은 전 세계에 일어나는 후유증을 막을 후대를 키워.
Raise up the next generation, our posterity, who block all this impending aftermath, all the side effects.
이 언약을 자녀에게 가르쳐라.
And teach this covenant to your own children.
그냥 가르치지 말고 앉았을 때든지 길 갈 때든지.
Don't just teach them, but when they're sitting down and when they're on their road.
일어날 때든지 누웠을 때든지.
When they're standing, when they're lying down.
그것도 문설주의 바깥문에.
And also on the door frames, as well as on the exterior.
그것도 개인적으로 손목에 미간에 붙였어.
As well as on their wrists and their foreheads.
뭘 말하는 겁니까?
What is that?
확실하게 각인시키라.
It's all about surely imprinting it.
한 가지가 딱 나옵니다.
Then one thing will come.
아, 하나님이 나에게 이거 하라고 지금까지 두셨구나.
God has allowed me to stay thus far in order to do this.
그게 나옵니다.
That will come out.
꼭 기억해야 됩니다.
You must remember.
모든 주의 백성에게 다 있는 겁니다.
It is given to every person of God.
사실상 여러분은 포기하고 있을 겁니다.
So perhaps you have already given up.
예, 상관없이 하나님은 그 한 가지를 준비해 뒀습니다.
Regardless of your situation, God has absolutely prepared that one thing for everyone.
이 한 가지가 깨달아지는 날 과거, 오늘, 미래가 전부 연결됩니다.
When you realize that one thing, you will be able to see the connection between the past, present, and future.
그동안에 안 됐다고 생각되는 것은 전부 새로운 응답으로 시작됩니다.
Things that you used to think they were not working out, you will find that those will actually turn into new answers.
요즘 저하고 여러분하고 받고 있는 응답이 뭔 거니까요. 제가 현장에서 전도할 때 안 됐던 거 다 응답하고 있어요.
The answers that we are receiving these days are the things that I thought that they were not working out when I was in the field.
저는 전도 운동을 매일같이 할 때도 안 되는 게 있더라고요. 참, 왜 저렇게 중직자분들이 안 되지 이런 생각을 했어요.
So when I was in the evangelism field going for evangelism every single day, still I used to feel that why is it not working out for the church officers?
전부 그 응답 다 와요. 중직자 시대, 산업인 시대 다 와요.
But these days I see all these answers. It's the age of the church officers, the age of all the business people.
자, 이 광야 40년을 이유는 이건데 무슨 내용을 준비했단 말입니까?
So for the 40 years in the wilderness, we know that these are the reasons, but what was the content?
광야 40년은 간단하게 말하면 구원의 축복이 뭐냐?
40 years in the wilderness is about the blessings of salvation.
여러분이 안 되고 있는 그 광야 40년은 중요한 40년이 중요한 게 뭔 거니까 이거 끝이니까 이거 새로 하라는 거죠.
And things what are not taking place. That's why you feel like you're going through, passing through the 40 years in the wilderness. But it is a time for you to have this new imprint, root and nature.
광야 40년은 그냥 둔 게 아니고요. 서밋이 되어서 이 운동하라는 겁니다.
So 40 years in the wilderness is not for you to remain stagnant, but for you to rise up and to carry out the summit movement.
이 세 가지입니다.
It's these three things.
그래서 응답이 없는 게 아니잖아요.
So really, it's not that we are not having answers.
구원의 축복을 확인하는 시간이 뭡니까?
So what does it mean that it's a time for you to confirm the blessing of salvation?
이때에 모든 멸망의 이유들이 밝혀지고 무너지는 겁니다.
That is when all the reasons and causes for the destructions are disclosed and that they are destroyed.
쉽게 말하면 창세기 3장, 6장, 11장 너희 거 아니니까 버리고 가라는 겁니다.
Which means simply put that John chapter 3, 6, and 11, they do not belong to you. Strip them away, cast them away, and then begin anew.
이때서야 하나님이 우리를 구원하시는 그 조건이 나에게 이게 응답으로 오는 겁니다.
That's when that very condition by which that God has saved me, that salvation condition will be upon you.
이때서야 왜 본토 진지 아버지를 떠나 내가 지시할 땅으로 가라고 말씀하셨는지.
Then you will fully realize the reason why God has commanded you to leave your father's household and all your relatives and go to the land that I will show you.
놓쳐버렸던 걸 찾습니다. 왜 선조에게 지금 이삭에게 수양에 대한 설명하셨는지.
And you will also uncover and restore what was lost, even though that was given to your predecessors, that very blessing covenant of the ram, which is God's promise that everything's prepared.
피 언약을 말씀하셨는지.
And also, very close to them, why did God promise them Exodus 3:18?
이게 다 이해되죠.
The blood covenant, all of that will be understood.
얼마나 감사합니까?
How thankful we are.
저와 여러분은 절대로 망하지 않도록 해방시키겠다는 것이다.
God promised to liberate us so that we don't ever face destruction.
이거 깨달으라는 겁니다.
God wants us to realize liberation.
이 축복을 받으라는 겁니다.
And also wants us to receive.
어디에서 해방됐습니까?
And set free from what?
노예에서 해방됐어.
From slavery.
애굽에서 해방돼.
From Egypt.
이 광야에서도 해방되라.
And also from even within this wilderness.
결론이 뭡니까? 사단에게서 해방된 것이다.
And ultimately set free from where? From Satan.
이걸 알게 하신 겁니다.
And for us to realize this.
이 말을 알면 피제사 무슨 말 금방 이해되지.
If you understand this concept of being set free from Satan, you understand this blood sacrifice immediately.
이때부터 하나님은 광야에서 중요한 각인뿌리 체질을 시작한 겁니다.
And from that time, God allows God's people to have this important imprint rooted nature in the wilderness.
자, 이때 레위기스가 나옵니다.
Then here you see Leviticus.
예배.
It is about worship.
이걸로 각인뿌리 체질 되면 끝나는 겁니다.
And if we are imprinted with worship and be rooted and have the nature of it, then everything will be finished.
택한 백성과 지분입니다.
It is about God's chosen people and the allotment.
민수기입니다.
And a portion that's about
number. 계속 설명한 거요.
Continuously, God explains this.
전에 것 말고 이제는 새로운 각인 뿌리 체질 하면 산다.
And it's not about things that belong to the past, but from what is given anew. If you have the new imprint in nature, you will live.
이게 신명기입니다.
That is Deuteronomy.
이게 민수기입니다.
And number two was Numbers.
이게 레위기입니다.
And worship is about from Leviticus.
자, 광야 40년이 당연히 필요하죠.
Which means that 40 years in the wilderness was necessary.
여러분은 고난 당하는 줄 알았지만 하나님은 꼭 필요한 걸 주시고.
Although you feel you're going through suffering, but God is granting that, allowing that because it's necessary for you.
저는 요즘에 말씀의 순서를 보면서요, 너무 감사하고 있죠.
As I look at the order of the word of God that is given, I'm very thankful.
여기서 끝내야 되는데 하나님 강야에 또 묶어두는 이유를 또 설명합니다.
Because we things could have just ended there, but there is another reason why God allowed them to stay within the wilderness.
결국 서밋으로 가야 돼, 사람 살려야 되니까.
Because ultimately they have to rise to the summit in order to save other people.
왜 예배드리러 옵니까?
Why do we go to give worship to God?
성막에 뭐 있습니까?
What is found in the tabernacle?
그 맛을 보는 게 모임 아닙니까?
And tasting, that is our gathering.
그 맛을 가지고 현장으로 가야 되니까 장막입니다.
And because we have to take this taste out to the field, that's why we need the
tabernacle tent meeting
and the booth.
그러면서 새 절기 계속 나오면서 매주 매일.
And continuously three feasts are given, and it's every week, every single day.
희생 제물 드리는 게 나옵니다.
It's about giving blood sacrifice.
심지어 안식일은 안 가는 사람 죽이라 이 정도까지 나왔어.
And that's why it is so serious. God even said if people don't observe this, that they will be put to death.
자, 서밋 운동하기 위해서는 이제는 언약궤와 여정 계속 설명 나온 겁니다.
And in order to carry out the summit movement, God explains it's the Ark of the Covenant and its journey.
여러분이 왜 내일 예배드려야 되느냐? 아론의 쌍난 지팡이는 마른 막대기 싹이 났다는 말씀입니다.
And why must we give worship tomorrow? It's because from Aaron's staff that is dried up, it budded.
이 말이 굉장히 중요해요.
That is very important.
내일 여러분이 예배하기 때문에 하나님께서는 주의 종들에게 마른 막대기 싹이 난 것처럼 말씀을 주실 것이다.
And because God will speak through His servants,
맞죠?
Through His pastors, that's why just as it budded from Aaron's dried up staff, God's word will be proclaimed.
하나님이 직접 불로 새긴 말씀을 돌판에 새겼습니다. 그게 담겨 있습니다.
Just as how God's word that was spoken through the fire, in the midst of the fire, is engraved, likewise God's word will be given to us.
그 누구도 먹어보지 못했던 만나, 그 항아리 들어 있습니다.
And manna that people were able to taste while they are going through the wilderness is found in the jar.
이 목적이 뭡니까?
What is all the purpose for this?
이제는 서밋으로 가라.
It's now time for you to head towards the summit.
칠대 흐름이 나옵니다.
Then you see seven great streams.
뭡니까?
What are they?
성삼위 하나님과 신분 권세와 여러분의 배경 나옵니다.
You see the Holy Triune God, your status, your authority, and your heavenly throne.
절대로 죽지 않는 어디든 살아남는 열 가지 비밀 나옵니다.
And you will see the ten 그렇죠? mysteries that you will be able to survive anywhere and all places.
절대 흔들리지 않는 발판 말씀 열 가지 나옵니다.
And you also see the ten foundations upon which that you will never be shaken of God's unshakable word.
시대 바꾸는 흐름 아홉 가지 나옵니다.
And you will see the nine flows that will change this entire world and age.
그리고 다섯 가지 키 나옵니다.
And you
그렇죠?
see five keys.
얼마나 놀라운 일입니까?
How amazing is this?
그리고 뭡니까?
And then what else?
광야에서 이미 앞으로 있을 응답 미리 응답 다 봤습니다. 60일.
Because in the wilderness they have received all the forthcoming answers in advance 62 life points.
그러면서 중요한 걸 하나 가져가야 돼요.
And then from here you need to take what is very important.
여러분이 예배하는 것은 보좌의 축복이 임하는 것이다.
Giving worship to God is through which that you receive the heavenly throne upon you.
교회는 보좌의 능력이 안테나를 꽂은 것이다.
And what is a church? It is establishing the antennas for the throne of heaven.
얼마나 중요합니까?
How important is this?
그래서 가나안 땅 들어가게 될 거다.
And after all, then we will enter into Canaan.
가나안 땅 들어가서는 세계 복음화 일어날 거다.
And once we are in Canaan, we will carry out world evangelization.
이겁니다.
That's all.
응답 없을 때.
So that's why you don't need answers.
자, 이런 배경 가지고 지금부터 여러분이 나는 왜 이리 응답이 없을까 할 때 있죠.
So with all this in our context, you may still wonder why do I not have answers?
나는 왜 살아야 될까?
Why must I live?
나는 왜 문제가 왔을까?
Why do I have problems?
이럴 때 세 가지 하세요.
When you feel that way, do these three things.
그 첫째가 뭡니까?
What's the first?
지금까지 여러분이 있던 이 말씀을 쭉 생각해 보는 이 시간을 가지세요.
Have this time in which that you can deeply think about God's word.
신명기 시간. 지금 새로 강의하는 겁니다, 지금.
It is a time schedule of Deuteronomy.
지금 있었던 걸 지금 계속 또 설명합니다.
It's continuously explain what existed.
사무엘상 3절에 40일 감람산 운동이죠.
It is Acts chapter 1:3. It is Mount of Olives. It is the Mount of Olives movement.
이 시간을 딱 가져보세요.
And also have this time marked up per room.
정내가 할 수 없으면 팀 구성을 하세요.
If you cannot do it on your own, why don't you form a team?
그것도 힘들면 교회에서 교회 모임 통해서 해보세요.
If it's still hard for you, then why don't you gather together in the church?
제일 좋은 게 공예배나 철학기도 모인 이후입니다.
What's best is after we have public worship services with all people or on Fridays after the service.
또 새벽기도 이후라든지.
Or right after the early morning prayer worship service.
이 시간 가져보라니까요.
Have this time.
제가 그 부목사로 있을 때 우리 교회에 큰 어려움이 왔어요.
When I was serving as an assistant pastor, our church was facing a great crisis.
어려움 오니까 참 희한한 일이 생기더만요.
And I told you before, as we were facing this hardship, just all these strange things happened.
모든 성도는 불신자처럼 딱 바뀌더만요.
All the believers 불신자죠. turned into almost like unbelievers.
불신자예요.
They were just like unbelievers.
저는 그런 걸 너무 많이 봅니다. 말이 구원받은 하나님 자녀인데 문제가 딱 오니까요 불신자로 딱 바뀌어버려.
It's as if they're just nominal believers. As soon as a problem hit, they all acted and turned into almost like unbelievers.
장로님들이 그래 되는 거는 뭐 또 이해하는데 교육자들까지.
I understand if it's elders who are doing that, but even pastors did that.
아니 교회 조그마한 문제 왔을 때 장로님들은 막 불신자로 바뀌었다. 그건 이해해요.
I understand that when problems hit, then all the elders they turn into unbelievers.
교육자까지 그런단 말이에요.
But even pastors did that.
그때 제가 딱 이 언약 잡았어요.
But this is when I held onto this covenant.
담임 목사님께 얘기하고 부교역자들 내가 불렀습니다.
I said to the senior pastor and I called up all these associate pastors.
강제는 아니다, 자유로 하는데 우리 저녁마다 교회 모이자.
I suggest that it is not mandatory, but after the worship service, why don't we all gather together in the church?
하나님께서 응답하신 날까지 기도하자.
Let's pray until we receive God's answer.
시간도 자유다.
We can freely meet.
그냥 식사 다 와 준비 다 해놓고 오너라.
You can just gather together freely at a given time, and then we can have meal together as well.
가는 것도 자유다.
You can leave whenever you want to.
기도하다가 편하게 가라.
After we pray, you can just leave whenever you want to.
우리가 지금 주의 성전에 엎드려야 되는 거 아니냐?
Because it's critical time for us to kneel before God's temple.
거기 뭐 노할 부교역자 있겠습니까? 나오죠.
There was nobody who said no.
그래 시작인 겁니다.
That's how we started.
아무 순서 없이 그냥 말씀 포럼하고 기도하고 시작해요.
There wasn't any set program that we had a forum about the word and then we prayed together.
아무것도 아닌 것처럼 보이죠.
You may think that's nothing.
하나님은 제 생을 바꾸어 놓았습니다.
But God changed my entire life.
근데 그 소문이 나잖아요.
And that news spread.
아 지금 유 목사님이 부교역자들하고 같이 저녁마다 교회에서만 기도한다. 이 소문 나니까 한 명씩 오는 거예요, 이렇게.
Because the news spread in the church, oh, Pastor Yu is together with all the other associate ministers and having this prayer time, and people began to join one by one.
그러던 중에 지수사님 한 분이 자기 아들을 데리고 왔어요.
And this one deaconess brought her son.
그나마 목사님 우리 아들하고 같이 좀 기도하면 되냐? 좋다고 이렇게.
And the person said, oh, Pastor, can my son also pray together with you? And I said,
얘를
yes.
매일 데리고 오는 거예요.
And so they brought people.
이제 왜 들어오는가 이유가 있을 거 아닙니까?
So there must be a reason why she brought her son.
그러니까 상상외로 편해요. 왜냐 저녁에 저녁 다 마치고 와서 그냥 편안하게 기도하고 하는데 시간이 너무 편안한 거요.
It is very convenient after the worship service, after our dinner time, that we just can come in the evening so we can pray together.
이제 그 어머니가요, 얘에 대해서 얘기를 하기 시작하는 거예요.
And the deaconess, the mother of that son, began to talk about her son.
근데 얘가 초등학교 때부터 집을 나갔더래.
The son had run away from home when he was in the third grade in the elementary school.
그래가지고 이제 들어올 때는 거의 초죽음이 돼 들어온대요.
And when he does come back home, that he's almost half to death.
그래 그 목사님 얘 몸을 한번 보세요. 한번 보여주는데 막 뭐 흉터라도 이런 거 뭐 너무 이런 게 많이 있어요.
And the mother said, "Oh, pastor, please look at his all the wounds and the scars, and there are just so many all over his body."
그러면 초등학생 때부터 얘가 나갔는데요. 얘가 그때 나이가 열 한 일곱 여덟 됐던 나이란 말이에요.
So when he came to pray together with us, he was about 17. But he started to run away from home since he was in third grade.
학교는 끝난 거고 얘가 지금 자꾸 나가는 거예요.
So he was completely done with his school, and he would just continuously run away from home.
그래서 이제 그 기도를 계속 하다가 시간표 되니까 또 이제 자기 얘기 나오는 거예요.
So as we continue to pray together, then once in a while that she would talk about the son.
엄마가 지난번에 자기를 기도원에 데려다놨대요.
And the son now spoke of himself and said, "Last time my mother took me to a prayer retreat center."
자, 이 영적 세계가 얼마나 무서운 거 보세요. 얘가 기도원에 기도를 하고 있는데 그냥 자기가 막 힘들더래요.
So really, listen carefully how frightening this spiritual world is all about. So that day that he prayed.
그런데 기도원 마당, 이렇게 넓은 마당이 있을 거 아니에요? 마당에 그냥 이렇게 흙으로 된 마당이었단 말이에요.
So in that retreat center, that there is a outside playground, that there is a courtyard outside.
거기에 열쇠를 한 게 주운 거예요.
And he picked up
얘가.
A key out on the ground.
얘가 열쇠를 준 순간 이거는 어디에 열쇠다 하는 느낌이 온 거예요.
But as soon as he picked up that key, he realized what that key was for.
어디 열쇠겠습니까?
So the key to what?
성도님들이 자유롭게 헌금하는 헌금함 열쇠예요.
It was a key to the offering basket where people were just freely putting in their offering.
아니 그걸 어떻게 운동장에서 주겠습니까?
How was he able to pick up that key in the playground?
그 얘가 딱 열어보니까 돈이 들어 있단 말이에요.
So he used the key to open up the lock and he saw there were lots of money.
그리고 얘가 이제 그걸 다 갖고 도망한 거예요.
So he took all that money and he ran away.
그러다 또 돌아다닌 겁니다.
And then he just roamed around again.
그러다가 이제 얼마 전에 이제 잡혀가 집에 왔다는 거죠.
But then recently that he was caught and he had to come back home.
이걸 이제 기도하는데 데려온 겁니다.
And because his mom was so worried that he brought her son to the church.
처음에 어떻게 될지 모르겠다. 같이 기도 그냥 한 겁니다.
And at first I didn't know what to do. That's why I said, let's just pray together.
분명한 거는 아무리 우리가 둔하지만은 얘에게 바뀔 게 너무 많다. 그런 거를 느껴졌어요.
What I felt was that although that we may be very numb about all the situation, but absolutely changes have to take place for him.
이 아이에게 상처 너무 많다 느껴졌어요.
I felt that he had just so many scars.
근데요, 이거하고 상관없이 내가 늘 머릿속에 생각하는 게 있었거든요.
And regardless of all this, there was something that I always kept in my mind.
주일만 되면은 저 중 2층에서 하루 종일 아침부터 그 예배 시간 외에 성경만 보는 사람이죠.
So every Sunday I see that on the second floor of our sanctuary there's a person who reads the Bible from starting of the day till late at night.
그럼 우리 눈에 띄잖아요. 이 2층에 있으니까.
Because he's on the second floor, he is noticeable.
아, 저분은 매일 저리 성경 보내 뭐 이렇게 생각했죠.
So people just thought that oh he's just reading the Bible whole day.
그럼 한 번은 이제 내가 그 2층 가면서 이렇게 식사 안 하십니까? 이러니까 안 한대요.
And as I was passing by him one day, I asked, are you going to have a meal? And he said, no.
나는 매일같이 일을 해야 되기 때문에 주일만이라도 말씀을 봐야 된다는 겁니다.
And he said, oh, because I have to do my work at least once a week. On Sunday, at least I have to read God's word.
괜찮은 얘기 아닙니까? 그래요. 이렇게.
And I thought that was quite good that he was doing that. I said,
근데
okay.
이 사람 딱 보는 순간에 뭘 느낀다면은 아, 대단하다 이런 느낀 게 아니고요. 참 좀 그렇다 이렇게 느껴졌어요.
But as I looked around and faced him, it wasn't that I was so impressed that he was reading the Bible. I felt 뭐, something was strange.
밥도 먹고 뭐 그렇게 하지 뭘 그렇게 할 거 있나 할 정도로 그렇게 느껴졌어요.
I felt something was quite strange because you know you can still eat your meals and read the Bible.
제가 이 말을 왜 하는 거니까 그분이 바로 집 나가는 얘의 아버지예요.
The reason why I'm saying this is because he was the father of that son who was running away.
나는 그분이 얘의 아버지라는 걸 그 기도하면서 얘기하면서 알았어요.
But only after that the mother brought the son and that we were having a prayer time together, then I had realized that that was the father.
그때 제가 아, 이 사람 좀 별로 이런 느낀 감정 거기에 틀리지 않았다는 걸 내가 알았어요.
And then I realized that the feeling that I thought something was wrong and something was strange, that my feeling was not incorrect.
이 아버지가요, 완전 율법이라.
And that father was completely legalistic.
그리고 자기는 바르게 살아.
But and he is trying to live out such a proper life.
뭘 하는가 했더니 식당을 해요.
And he runs a restaurant.
주일날 식당 문 닫아요.
And he closes the restaurant on Sunday.
하루 종일 맞는 말 아닙니까? 하루 종일 자기는 말씀 묵상.
And it does sound nice and it sounds right that all day long that he reads the Bible at least on Sunday.
너무나 바른 사람이에요, 사람.
He was such an upright man.
이게 문제예요.
But that was a problem.
그걸 아이에게 강요하는 겁니다.
Because he was forcing that on his own son.
이 애가 아버지에게 눌리가지고 잊지를 못하는 집에.
And because the son was so afflicted and oppressed by the father, he just could not stay at home.
그 집사님 그 엄마가 남편에게 쉽게 말을 못 해요. 왜냐? 너무 강한 사람이.
And the mother, the deaconess who brought the son, she couldn't even argue or dispute over this with her husband because he was so strong.
근데 제가 이런 생각이 들었어요.
And then I felt.
아, 하나님이 얘를 만나게 하려고 우리 기도를 시켰구나. 이런 생각이 들 정도로요.
And I realized that the reason why God is allowing us to have this prayer time is in order for us to meet the Son.
진짜 아무 프로그램 안 짰습니다. 계속 얘와 같이 기도한 겁니다.
And really, we had no any set program at all. We simply held on to God's word and prayed together.
우리가 한 달간 좀 기도를 했는데 이 아버지가 기도하는데 왔어요.
We were praying for about a month, and that father came.
자기 장사하기 때문에 굉장히 힘든 시간인데 이제 밤이니까.
Because he was running a restaurant, it was very hard for him to come at the night time, but he was able to come.
기도하면서 이분하고 이제 말씀 나누고 이렇게 했죠.
So we shared the word and we prayed together.
어떤 일이 벌어진 줄 압니까?
Do you know what had happened?
이 아버지가 완전히 회개했어요.
This father completely repented.
그런데 처음이랍니다.
But he said it was for the first time.
그 엄마가 이건 기적이다 이렇게.
The mother said it's a miracle.
왜냐? 아빠가 아들하고 얘기하는 것도 처음이래요.
Why? Because it was the first time.
창망말.
The father actually communicating with the son, because in the past the father would always just reprimand unilaterally.
아빠가 아들 보고 잘못했다. 아빠 잘못했다 이렇게.
And the father even went on to say that he apologized and he said he was sorry to the son.
그날 밤에 그 아버지와 아들하고 끌어안고 울더라고요.
And that night, the 아버지가. father and the son hugged each other and they cried.
이 아이에게 그 상처들이요 싹 치유되기 시작.
And that day, that night, all the scars just were all healed.
변했어요 그냥.
And that child was transformed.
그런가 보다 했죠.
And I just thought, wow, that's how it happens.
모여서 이 시간을 가졌는데 저에게는 아무런 응답 없었어요.
We had 그렇죠. gathered together to have this time, but personally, I did not have any answer.
모여서 이 시간을 가졌는데 교회에 뭐 큰 변화 안 일어났어요.
We had this time by gathering together in the church, but there wasn't any visible answer in the church.
근데요, 시간이 지났습니다.
But a time passed.
하나님은 저를 가장 은혜의 자리로 보내줬어요.
God called me to a seat of full of His grace.
요 짧은 시간이 응답이 온 것이 아니고 하나님은 내 생을 바꾸셨습니다.
During that short time, it wasn't that God gave me answers, but God transformed my life.
이 시간에 뭔가 우리가 얻어가지고 챙긴 게 아니라니까요. 아무것도 없었는데 하나님은 가장 중요한 거예요.
During this time, we were not able to gain anything that we were not benefited from it, but God prepared what was utmost important.
오늘 핵심과 내일 예배와 남은 시간이 이렇게 되길 바랍니다.
I pray may this core message time and tomorrow worship service and all the worship service that you give to God be of this time. Let us pray.
하나님께 감사드립니다.
God, we thank you.
우리에게 광야 40년의 의미를 누리는 은혜 주심을 감사드립니다.
Thank you so much for giving us the grace to realize the meaning of the 40 years in the wilderness.
감람산 40일의 언약이 우리에게 임하게 해 주옵소서.
May the covenant of the 40 days of Mountain of Olives be upon us.
오늘 핵심과 내일 주일 예배가 이유 있는 은혜의 시간이 되게 하옵소서.
May this core message time as well as tomorrow Lord's Day worship service be the worship services of with God's meanings.
예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
아멘.
Amen.